Hello, I'm Kate, and I'm going to read the editorial written by Christopher Swan. And it starts with a quote from Daniel Defoe, A Journal of the Plague Year. But when the physicians assured us that the danger was as well from the sound as the sick, and that those people who thought themselves entirely free were oftentimes the most fatal, a vast number of people locked themselves up so as not to come abroad into any company at all, nor suffer any that had been abroad in promiscuous company to come into their houses or near them. And when they were obliged to converse at a distance with strangers, they would always have preservatives in their mouths and about their clothes to repel and keep off the infection. It must be acknowledged that when people began to use these cautions, they were less exposed to danger, and the infection did not break into such houses so furiously as it did into others before. And thousands of families were preserved by that means. 2020 will, I fear, remain in memory as our plague year, 100 years on from the Spanish flu, the last pandemic of these proportions. I wonder what will be written about these times, whether there will be another Defoe writing above about 1665, the year of the bubonic plague, and reminding us, alas, that nothing changes. Who will put pen to paper and detail the horror of it all? Eviscerate those who fled or didn't take it seriously enough or buried their heads in the sand, sometimes claiming it made more sense to look down there than find answers in plain air. Our historic inn, The Crown, first opened its doors in 1709, 13 years before Daniel Defoe's journal was published. And over 200 years later, 2020 saw it closed. Some fear for good, but now as the year creaks to an end, it has reopened its doors to offer hospitality and warmth again to anyone who enters. November is that harbinger of grog and mince pieces and good fellowship, the fantasy glow of Dickens and roasted goose, but we will enter December not sure which way is up, who we can share our seasonal spirit with, who we might hail with a Merry Christmas to you, who we might embrace. It is important when all certainty is banished to hope for a better time, but in the meanwhile we shouldn't lose sight of how much a cheery wave or a distant hello will make to everyone as we all feel isolation and the endlessness of it all bearing down on our spirits. If you read on, you will learn of harpy eagles and remembrance plans. There will be poppies. Puzzle the riddle of carbon zero and learn if you need and can have a flu jab. In the next issue, a quiz is planned by the Bensington Society. What larks, Pip? What larks? So look out for that. There is much else besides, and I will leave you, gentle reader, to find it in our updated and comprehensive content section. I hope by next month the light at the end of the tunnel may at last have been lit. And now a quote from J.R.R. Tolkien, The Lord of the Rings. I wish it need not have happened in my time, said Frodo. So do I, said Gandalf, and so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us.